Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. I'm Kid Adelblue talking with Dan McNally, head coach for the men's soccer team, as they get set for a couple of big games this week against St. Martin's and Western Washington. Actually, their last couple of home games of the season. In fact, their last two games of the regular season, if you don't count a makeup game against Rocky. And speaking of Rocky, coming off a nice win over Rocky last weekend. Tied up at the half, thoroughly dominated the first half. But then the second half, boy, the wheels just kind of came off of Rocky and you guys came away with a very impressive win.
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult when you play teams that aren't really as good as you. And to be honest, Rocky's a first-year program and they're just getting started. And in the first half, we dominated possession. We just couldn't find a way to score a goal, and it became frustrating. But we kept patient and made one or two changes at half time that kind of helped us. And once we got the first goal in the second half, the game was pretty much over with, you know.
You mentioned that to Don Trenum recently, that soccer is a fascinating game from that standpoint. And I'm sure you've been on the flip side of it, you know. You just thoroughly dominate a game. Sometimes the score doesn't reflect that. You've probably been on the other end where the other team was getting the possessions and everything else, and maybe you snuck out a win. This game had worked out in the right way, but that really makes soccer kind of unique, doesn't it? That despite all the statistics and everything else, the only one that matters is the one on the scoreboard.
Exactly. Stats in soccer, they're good because they allow you to kind of see how the game flowed, and you can see if your team's kind of possessing the ball and creating opportunities. But the only stat that counts is scoring goals and winning games, and you can dominate a game for 89 minutes, but if you can't put the ball in the back of the net, the other team can get one free kick, put it in your penalty area, score a goal, and that's it. That's the game. So it's can be a very frustrating game, but you've just got to try and keep patient, keep consistent in what you're trying to do, and hopefully you get that goal.
Let me ask you something that's been kind of on my mind, and I don't know if it's an issue with you or not. It just seems to me that we've had a problem this year taking advantage of corner kicks. We seem to get a lot of corner kicks, but it doesn't seem like we're cashing in on those. Is that just a misperception on my part, or has that been something that's been kind of an issue with the team this year?
Yeah, I don't think we've done very well from corners. We have good delivery. I mean, the ball's been put in the right spot, but for whatever reason, we're not attacking the ball, and we have some really big guys who should be doing better, to be honest with you. And unfortunately for us, there have been times when we've won the header and we've headed it towards goal, but we always seem to head it straight to the person stuck on the line. And I don't know, it's just been strange like that. We haven't scored enough goals from corners, but we have three games to go, and we're going to see if we can improve on that.
We'll talk about those three games, including the very important two games coming up this week on the second part of the Coach's Show with Dan McNally.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Talking with Dan McNally on the second part of the Coach's Show. Dan, a couple of big games this week. I mean, huge. No two ways about it. You've got St. Martin's at home, Western Washington as part of a doubleheader with the women's program beginning on Thursday and then again on Saturday. Obviously, last two games of the GNAC Conference, you really need these.
Oh, without question. They're really big games, and we've put ourselves in a position where at the end of the season we can still win the conference and we can still qualify for regionals and national tournaments. So, yeah, two big games. We've just got to do what we usually do and be focused and unorganized, and hopefully we come out and play well.
Yeah, we should note that these are two teams that you're familiar with. You've played them this year. Of course, St. Martin's has had a tremendous year, but you managed to sweep both Western Washington and St. Martin's on the road. So from a confidence standpoint, and I know every game is different, but nonetheless, you've at least there's no mysteries here.
Oh, no, we know both these two teams really well, but they're both really good teams. I think probably looking back on the season right now, as it stands, our win at St. Martin's may be our best win of the year because they're having such a great season. And they've got a really good team. They've got some really good attacking players, so it's going to be a really difficult game for us. And I think Western are an excellent team. Their record isn't too good right now, but they have played a very difficult schedule, and they're a difficult team to play against. We beat them in overtime at their place, but it'll be a tough game.
It's interesting when you play a team for a second time. I would imagine that you look over some tape of that first game, see what worked well and what didn't work well. At the same time, you know they've made some adjustments. You've made some adjustments through the year. How do you kind of balance that out in terms of looking at the tape and saying, boy, this is what we did well, but also trying to figure out what sort of adjustments they're going to make on you?
Well, yeah, you have to do that, but I'm a big believer that you just have to get your own team right. And the course of the game, it'll take its own course, but in preparation, I think it's important that you think about the opposition and maybe you do one or two things differently for each opponent, but the key is to make sure your own team's comfortable with how you're going to play. And if that happens, then you're in good shape.
And one thing I've really noticed, and again, going back to Don Trenum, we were talking about this earlier today, and he was saying one concern he's had about his team this year is he thought defensively the last couple of games when they've struggled a little bit is rather than attacking on defense and moving the ball up the field, he says they're just kind of kicking the ball out of bounds and letting the other team set up. That's something I noticed you don't do a whole lot, and I wanted to ask you about that. It seems like when the other team is on an offensive possession, you seldom have I seen you just satisfied with kicking the ball out of bounds and then setting up your defense. It seems like, I mean, I know at times that's a good strategy, but it seems like you're more in the line of just let's get that ball back and go on attack on ourselves. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, yeah, I think it comes down to the coaching style, really. I haven't seen our women's play too much this year, to be honest with you, because we've always been on the road. But, you know, for my team, we want to pass the ball out when we're defending. I mean, sometimes you have to clear the ball and you have to clear your lines, kind of. But if you have the opportunity to make a good pass into midfield, then you can transition from defense to offense quickly, and we do a great job of that. But that's really our style of play. I mean, we like to get the ball down, attack at pace, and the guys do a good job of that.
And one thing I've really noticed is teams don't get a lot of corner kicks on you. We've talked about corner kicks and how important they are, even though you haven't really been able to cash in. But it does seem like when you guys do kick out of the bounds, you're doing a pretty good job of not kicking it over that in line and giving the other team corner kick opportunities. Obviously, you give up a few. It happens. But for the most part, it seems like you guys have been good at avoiding that.
Yeah, we never want to give away corner kicks, really, if you can help it, because it's such a dangerous play for the opposition to just put that ball into the danger area. And, we never want to give away easy corner kicks. So, we have done a good job in that respect. And basically all season long, we've defended pretty well.
We'll be right back with the third part of the coach's show, kind of round things out so Dan can get to practice. We'll be back with the third part of the coach's show right after this.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Have you seen the full color vehicle wraps in Billings? The professionals at SignPro can design your vehicle graphics from one color to a full color wrap. Together with SignPro, you can create a visual impact for your business. For 17 years, SignPro has produced top quality, cutting edge signage. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with SignPro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with SignPro.
Welcome back to the third and final part of the coach's show with Dan McNally. Again, two big games coming up against St. Martin's in Western Washington this Thursday at 12:30, Saturday at 3 p.m., part of doubleheader action with the women's teams. When you take a look at these two games, take a look at the, you know, coming off the nice win over Rocky, the split on the road against Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene. Again, you know, looking at your record, geez, you've got one loss in how many games now? A couple of ties mixed in there, but not very many. But still, I know it's always a maturation process. You want to finish up strong. What are the sort of things you're kind of working on right now to kind of shore up for these final two games of the GNAC season?
Well, just making sure the guys understand the systems we're going to play this weekend, and make sure everyone's motivated and organized and mentally ready to play. I think that's really big in college soccer, is that these guys now, they're in the middle of their academic year. They've got all sorts of stuff going on in their life, and they need to be focused on these games. And that's what I do a lot of, is making sure they're all mentally ready to play. And if I feel that one or two of the guys, they're not mentally ready, then they don't play. You know, I think it's so important that they're focused on doing the job.
I don't want to ask you about specifics, but generally, how's the health of your team right now? I know you've had to deal with the flu like a lot of teams have. Obviously, there's nagging injuries as the year goes on in general because, boy, it takes a toll on these young men's bodies. How's everybody doing?
Well, they seem to be doing okay. Like, just like every team, we've got one or two people carrying little knocks here and there, you know. But overall, I think we're in pretty good shape. We did get hit hard with the flu. That really affected us when we lost to Seattle Pacific. At the end of the day, that wasn't the usual MSUB men's soccer team that played SPU, we had four or five guys that weren't well that night, and it affected us. But overall, we're okay.
Just kind of handicap it for us. You win these next three games, including the Rocky game, throwing that one in there impressively. You think you still got a pretty good shot at some postseason play? Hate to put you on the spot, but nonetheless, it's on everybody's mind.
Yeah. Well, I think we should be in the postseason, because if we win our next two games in the region, we'll be 9-3-2. Two of our losses will be against two of the best teams in the region on the road, and our record stands up with anybody else. But unfortunately, in men's soccer, the decision isn't decided on the field. It's decided by percentages and computers and a committee, and I don't think that's the right way it should be done. I'm a big believer that there should be more teams in the tournament, that the GNAC, we should have a men's soccer tournament anyway to decide who's the conference champion, so that it just annoys me that unfortunately, the student athletes don't decide who advances. It's a computer and a percentage and columns and a system, and I just don't think it's fair. In 2007, we should have been in the regional national tournament, and for whatever reason, on the final committee, we weren't put in. And no one's ever explained that to me, and I still don't know. But you know, and as well at MSUB, I think we work against. You know, we're kind of isolated. The other schools are in much better contact with each other. They see each other on a regular basis, and no one really knows about us. So there's a lot of disadvantages we have, and it's really frustrating for me right now to know that we could win our last three games and not play in the postseason. I don't know. I'm a soccer person. I don't care too much for computers or any of this stuff. My team's good enough. If we win these next two games, we should get the chance to play. We'll see what happens.
And first of all, you got to win those first two games, though, right? Well, best of luck to you, Dan. Of course, those big games coming up. Don't forget the women are playing Thursday at 3 o'clock and then Saturday at 12:30. Thursday against St. Martin's, Saturday against Western Oregon. And, of course, that's as part of a doubleheader with the men team. You'll be playing St. Martin's at 12:30 here at Yellow Jacket Field in Western Washington Saturday at 3 o'clock. Best of luck to you, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach's Show with Dan McNally. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.